Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, October 17th, 2022. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How are you?
Just wonderful. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. It's Monday. I know y'all excited. You still there?
Very excited. That was my answer to you.
She's so excited.
That was my answer. Oh, I'm very excited to be here. You know I always am. I love my job. I love doing this. And so, yes, of course. But anyway. And you?
I'm doing just fine. No problems at all. Got a little cooler here in the hills, but they're calling for a chance of snow here tonight. Then back in the 70s of the weekend. But whatever. It comes as it is.
Well, darn that global warming, climate change stuff that's going on. Shame on that.
I've been hearing for years that it's going to get warmer and warmer. I've been wanting to plant palm trees here in West Virginia, but so far, no luck.
So far, you can't do that.
Can't do that. Anyway.
Well, let's take a look at gold today. You know, it opened up strong. We were hitting 1670 on the open today, and of course, they were able to do their little turnaround. You had some pressure on the dollar that came back too, I believe. So we're still up to 50 for gold at 1648. So you know, that's $20 spread there. Silver was up 31 cents at $18.70. Since platinum was up 13 at 921. Palladium was down though at $6 at 2072. The USDX today did drop 1.20 at 112.11. And I guess even old Biden came out today and said, hey, he doesn't care about the US dollar and what it does to us. He cares about the rest of the world. There you go. There you have it. That's that you know, bleeding heart liberal type love that they can share, you know. Forget about us here at home. We're not important. We'll get by. Crude oil was down 22 cents at 85.39. Paper markets today. And, you know, after he said that, you know, the Dow closed up 550 points. That's all it has to do to keep everybody happy in this country. Just keep the stock markets up. That keeps everybody happy. You know, because so many people in the retirements and pensions, even though so many of them are down, what was it? The NASDAQ is down 35%. You got some of these, the average loss in your retirement. It's not a whole lot, but for some it is, you know, $35,000, $50,000. That's the average loss on in retirement accounts. So the Dow was up 550 points, 30,185. S&P was up 94. 3,677 NASDAQ. That was up almost 3.5%, 10,675. I think Europe was pretty much all positive. Asia was pretty much, Nikkei was the only one that was negative. The rest were positive. 10-year yield, 4.023. Nobody cares. What's the big deal? We're fighting inflation. Yeah, that's good news. We're fighting inflation, whether it's working or not. We're fighting it. Oil today, natural gas, they were all negative. Natural gas is dipped below 5.979. So that's all good news, Butch. So, you know, what can I say there? But, yeah, Biden says he's just not concerned about the strength of the dollar. Nope. He's just concerned about the rest of the world.
That is so kind of us, is it not?
I mean, do you believe?
Yeah, I believe it. I do believe it. I do believe it. It makes me angry.
And the American people just think it's great. Well, yeah, we do need to worry about all those other countries. Let's just keep piling on billions and billions and billions of dollars to these other countries and like Ukraine. Ugh. Anyway, the cost of candy, it's almost Halloween. It's up 13% just in time for Halloween. So, you know, 13.1%. You're going to be paying more for that Halloween candy than you did last year. And that's according to the most recent inflation report. So There you have it, candy. Just be thankful it's candy and not fentanyl that they're passing out.
Yeah, really.
It looks like those little sweet and sour things or whatever they're going to be called. Here's an interesting article you might have because I know you like Michael. about the food crisis of 2023 is going to be far worse than most people would dare to imagine.
I haven't seen it. Go ahead, share it. That's great. Share that.
Oh no, I was just didn't know. I thought you perhaps might have hid it. This had it. Michael Snyder. He's always pretty good, and he says he's trying to sound the alarm about this as loudly as he can. The global food crisis just continues to intensify, and things are going to get really bad in 2023. As you will see, he has a chart. He says two-thirds of European fertilizer production has already been shut down. Two-thirds. Currency problems. You know what Biden said. He's more worried about everybody else than us, are causing massive headaches for poor nations that need to import food. Global weather patterns continue to be completely crazy, and the bird flu is killing millions upon millions of chickens and turkeys all over the planet. And then on top of everything else, the war that's going on in Ukraine is going to restrict the flow of agricultural and fertilizer exports from that part of the world for a long time to come, because there really is no end in sight for that war. So he says what we're facing is basically a perfect storm for global food protection, and that perfect storm is only going to get worse in the matter of months. And the months ahead.
Weeks, maybe.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've...
Go ahead.
You know, we've talked about this throughout. There is areas that has been shortages and so forth. We've seen global hunger. That's been on the rise for years. The UN World Food Program is warning that we're heading for yet another year of record hunger.
It's so sad. And of course, we're going to cover some more on the Ukraine war and what China just did that maybe should get us a little bit concerned, and we'll share that in a little bit. But I don't like grocery shopping, never did, and now most time Marsha will send the order in, I just go pick it up. But I was eggs, and I still can't believe this, the eggs and eggs at our dollar store, this is a Family Dollar store, was $4.40 a dozen. 18 pack was seven something large eggs. Mm-hmm. I'm very thankful. I still get them for $1.25 fresh eggs. I'm really blessed on that. But I'm saying, that is ridiculous. They're 85 cents not too long ago. I mean, you know, we're not talking about 10-20 years ago. We're talking about just maybe a year or two or so ago. So yeah, this is going to be a shortage. But don't worry, there's an answer to this, and I'm going to share it. And there's a video by you watching this online, by the way, too. That it might turn your stomach, but you can watch it. Israel company introduces 3D printed meat as a future of food. When people can't afford real meat, Melody, they got to have something to eat. What better way to sell your product than say, well, this is better than nothing, and it's equal to meat in every way except that no animals die. Now, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm not making it up. You can watch them do it. It's on video. You can watch them making steak, 3D printing steak. I watched it. I don't understand it yet. Said, despite plunging interest and falling stock prices, multiple companies around the globe are still attempting to promote fake meat substitutes to a highly limited market that does not want them. Impossible Burger and Beyond Meat were the last failed attempts to use soy, bean, and pea proteins to simulate the burger experience, going so far as to partner with fast food franchises like Burger King and McDonald's, only to have these programs canceled because of lack of sales. Artificial meat and the removal of meat from the public diet has been an ongoing agenda of the UN for several years, based on the claim that animal farming releases too many greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. Now, I don't know if I share with you Friday or on Wednesday. New Zealand is going to tax farmers for cow burps and peeing. And this is a fact. I'm not making this is for real. So this is what we're facing. Intentional food shortages, but don't worry, they're going to have fake meat ready for you. And they're going to have bugs, by the way, too. You'll be able to eat crickets and all this stuff. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We'll see that you eat. We'll have the real steak. You'll have bugs or artificial meat. There is still no concrete scientific evidence to support this conclusion, given that the world's overall temperature has only increased less than 1 degree Celsius in the past century. So it's all nonsense. But they're still going to make fake meat. Nevertheless, the establishment marches forward with its goal of a vegan population by 2050. Israeli company Redefined Meat is entering the field in Europe with a method for 3D printed lab grown steaks instead of a typical burger alternative. Besides the process looking rather grotesque and unnatural, it is highly unlikely the meat paste substitute will ever come close to the taste of real steak. So anyway, this is for real, happening right now as we speak. They're working on this right now. This so-called technology to produce fake meat because of global warming, or because they just want to cut back on food supplies. I don't know what it may be, Melody, but it's all happening as we speak right now. And with what Snyder said and what's going on around the world, obviously there's an attack on food, Melody, and I'm going to share another article in a minute. BlackRock and Vanguard are taking over centralized food production. Now, everybody, I think, knows who BlackRock and Vanguard is. They just about run the world economically. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? Right, Melody?
Of course I do, yes.
You know, I mean, these people are in everything. So why wouldn't they want control of the food supply? And why all of a sudden, there's so many, in this country alone, how many 100 and some plants have been bombed or burned or whatever that can no longer produce what they were or get production out like they were? And now the Mississippi River is drying up so bad they can't even get the food from the farm down the river to other places to distribute them. Food is lying in the field rotting because the river's so low. I don't understand how all this is happening. But it's come together, as Michael said, for a perfect storm, is it not?
You know what? It truly is. And, you know, when you think about how wealthy this world is, or are we really wealthy in the world? I mean, when you talk about, in Haiti, there's what, 5 million people that are struggling with malnutrition? Why is that?
Yes.
Where's the Clintons? You know, supposedly they were there when they had the earthquake, I guess.
Yes, earthquake. Yes.
So it's and you know what, Michael Snyder says something. Most people in the Western world won't care. Don't care until they're going hungry themselves. And when you have 2/3 of the world's fertilizer production capacity that has been shut down, I mean, it's just, and again, it's, and it doesn't have to be. That's the issue. It doesn't have to be. So it does make you want to believe that it is all by design.
Well, the evidence is so overwhelming that we can no longer deny it. All this is just not coincidence. It's just not accidents. 100 and some food processing and fruit producing plants don't just blow up in the last year and a half on their own. They never have done that. Many haven't been blown up since they started making food, producing food, though. I mean, this is all by design. It has to be, Melody.
Yeah, and you know what? I keep talking about the strength of the dollar. It might be good for the U.S., but I'll tell you what, it's killing these poor countries, the ones that can't eat now. So we're actually making this whole crisis a whole lot worse by what they're doing in D.C. Because there's no reason our dollar has to be as strong, but they need it that strong. They need inflation. They need all of this. And, you know, when you have these countries that rely on food imports, I mean, how much food do we look at the United States? Heck, a long time ago, 20 years ago, I read that the U.S. imports more food than we export. So what happens when those exports or those imports no longer are coming our way?
And stop.
How can we feed ourselves?
And stop and think, in our lifetime, we went, you're only 39, you don't remember, but in my lifetime, we went from
a
country that fed the world to a country that has to import food. That's amazing, is it not?
It is.
From a nation that one time literally about fed the world, We can't even feed ourselves. That was by design. That just didn't happen overnight. It took years to get us here. But here we are.
Here we are. And how is it going to change? How is it going to get better? When you look at the drought in this country, you know, the summer, the Chinese, they've had the worst drought in history. Europe endured the worst drought in 500 years. The Western U.S. continued to suffer through the worst multi-year mega drought in at least 1,200 years. But that's all according to global warming. But anyway.
Yeah, of course, man will never mess with weather. I mean, you know, there are treaties out there. We'll never use anybody. But we don't mess with weather. No, who wants
absolutely
to believe that?
Silly.
That is silly.
That's silly.
But so, I will share this article, if you want me to, real quick about BlackRock, if we have
time.
Because this is all tied together. And we got to get our heads out and get to breathe some fresh air and look what's happening. BlackRock and Vanguard are taking over over centralized food production technologies and will have near total control with the future food supply in America. Many people are still blissfully unaware of what has happened, but the global food supply has been largely taken over by the oligarchs, including financial giants BlackRock and Vanguard. It turns out that BlackRock and Vanguard have been gradually gobbling up ownership of the means of production and now intend to lord it over the masses by centralizing all food production technologies in the United States and enslaving people and enslaving everyone under their control. The top three shareholders of CD Industries Holdings, the world's largest fertilizer company, include both BlackRock and Vanguard. BlackRock and Vanguard are also the top shareholders in Union Pacific, the railroad giant that moves fertilizer and other agriculture inputs all across the country. The world's top 10 food companies are, now listen to this, folks, the world's top 10 food companies are largely owned by both BlackRock and Vanguard. These include Nestle, PepsiCo, General Mills, Kellogg, Associated British Foods, Mondelez, Mars, Danube, Unilever, and Coca-Cola. What happens when they control all of the seeds, produce, and meat, too, asked Corey Diggs. What happens when produce and meat are grown inside secure facilities after gene splice or inside a Petri dish and farmland becomes dormant due to overreaching regulations, lack of supplies, and manufacturing inflation? I just said that they're making artificial meat, a 3D print, and this guy's saying, what happens when this is all we have? Because we're letting these conglomerates take over the whole world's food supply. As the Bible prophesied would happen. But nonetheless, it's happening right now as we speak. Prepare yourself, folks. Payday is coming for the world, but for America for sure. Go ahead, Melody.
And we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Cause I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TruthAndEducationRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at DGScoins.com. DGScoins.com. And things are getting heated up again. As I talked last week, product is getting delayed. It's available. We can lock it in, and you know, you'll get it, but you have to wait for it. There are some things that have a little bit less delay time on it, but you have to give us a call. 1-800-375-4188. You know, the first segment of the program, Butch, we pretty much stuck to the food aspect of not just here in the United States, but of all the world.
Yes.
And how that is. And you know what? Water is not that far behind.
No,
water,
it's not.
The control of water is even more so. And you just can't tell me either that they don't know how to process water. I mean, look what they've done to our water systems here in this country, supposedly the wealthiest nation in the world. We've been surpassed by, what, the Saudis? We've been surpassed by, I mean, the Chinese do more, but I don't know what their infrastructure is like. But we look at the Saudis, look at their infrastructure. I'm not talking about, you know. I mean, have you seen those cities lately?
No, I haven't.
Wow.
No, I haven't.
I mean, they're just incredible cities. But here we are, supposedly the wealthiest nation in the world, and can't even provide. You know, I saw an interesting commercial. It was a European country advertising baby food, saying that they've provided baby food to all of Europe for so many years, and now they're here for us.
Wow.
Yes.
I know this is hard to say, but America is declining so quickly. America is going down the tubes in lots of different ways. And we'll discuss more of that in a minute about the homeless in D.C. I mean, this is not the country I grew up in, Melody. This is not the country I grew up in.
Nor mine.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Forecast for U.S. recession within year hits 100%. That's what this is. That's how Bloomberg. A U.S. recession is effectively certain in the next 12 months, and I think that's really stretching it. In new Bloomberg economics model projections, a blow to President Joe Biden's economic messaging ahead of November midterms. The latest recession probability model by Bloomberg economist Anna Wong and Eliza Winger forecast a higher recession probability across all time frames within the 12-month estimate of downturn by October 2023, hitting 100%, up from a 65% for a comparable period in the previous update. The forecast will be unwelcome news for Biden, who has repeatedly said the U.S. will avoid recession and that any shutdown will be very slight as he seeks to reassure Americans' economies on solid footing under his administration. But tightening financial conditions, persistent inflation, and expectations of a hawkish Federal Reserve pressing ahead with rate hikes are raising the risk of a contraction. And that's putting them mildly. And yeah, the rates will probably go up next month and other 0.75. So yeah, that's putting it very mildly. Any comments on that, Melody?
No. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, it's like, who are these 100%? I mean, we've been saying that, you know, we're being in a recession, but at least now it's all the consensus. But the concession, but hey, we're there now. They just don't want to admit it. And it's just amazing. It truly is amazing, because if you talk to any of those people who are a Democrat, we're not in a recession. Oh, no. It's just like when we were under a recession during Donald Trump. Oh, no, we're doing great. No, they lie to you. I don't care who it is. They lie to you.
Well, when you have a... This one was on the news this morning. I didn't catch all of it. I just caught bits and pieces. I was going about the business this morning, getting things put together. It's in Georgia. A church down there that has a food pantry went from 30 cars, I guess, over the weekend to 3,000 cars, Beldy. 3,000.
Wow.
Now, that is remarkable, but there's no recession. 3,000. One lady, a black lady, come on and said, my grandbabies come over and said, Mama, we're hungry. I got to have something to feed them. She was there picking up some food. But this is for real, folks.
Yeah, but you know what irritates me, Butch?
What's that?
On the local news, I saw the H-1Bs, you know, to bring in foreign help.
Oh, yeah.
For workers. Okay. Have, you know, the crab industry around this area has suffered because they didn't have anybody to work during, you know, the 2020 and, you know, 2021. So we're going to have a low crab season because they don't have anybody to pick the crab. So they're all excited that they're going to have more workers from the H1S or whatever it is to bring in these overseas people. And I get sick and tired of hearing people say, well, it's because Americans don't want these jobs. No, why don't we say, why don't these, and these are the same people who say that we don't want these jobs are the same people who whine about the wealthy not trickling down to bigger wages. So why aren't they complaining to these employers and cut off these visas and make them pay more so they will hire Americans? And if people are starving and in food lines getting, why aren't they there working, even if they have to pick crabs?
I agree.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't either. Maybe it's a mindset of the latest generation. Why should they work if they don't have to? And over the last year and a half or so, we've seen what happens when government gives away billions of dollars so people don't have to go to work. I think we're reaping what we've sown, Melody, for the last 50 years in this country. We've developed a welfare class of people, welfare-minded people. Not everybody, praise God, but many people are in that welfare-minded class. And I know some of them. You do, too, I'm sure.
I do.
So, I mean,
they truly feel entitled.
Oh, they do.
I don't care spectrum of the, what range that you're, you know, as far as your financial ability or even the color of your skin.
They do.
There's so many people out there who just feel they're entitled. I don't get it.
Well, it is. We've developed it. We've done it to ourselves. We allow it to happen. But D.C., 10 cities, stain the nation's capital. And folks, please listen to this, because this is a sign of a nation that's going down the tubes in a lot of different ways. The marble monuments of the nation's capital have become neighbors to abject squalor. Ever-expanding 10 cities that are most disgraceful examples of a trend bedeviling Democrat-led cities around the U.S. In the past 2 years, homeless encampments have exploded in Washington, D.C., as both the city and federal governments flipped enforcement measures during the COVID-19 pandemic and made it a no-brainer for entrants to lay down roots by providing for their every need. A tour by the Post, the Post of the district's major tourist areas this week found that at least 35 vagrants and residents in the National Park Service site two blocks from the White House, more than 20 in the green spaces surrounding the state capitol complex, and 5 across the street from the famous Watergate Hotel. And these sites are accounting for less than 5% of the estimated 120 tent cities in Washington, D.C. 120 tent cities. It's wicked and it's medieval, said Robert Westover, 59, a longtime resident, exasperated by the staggering surge. We're really letting people suffer on the street like animals. Somehow that's progressive. The decay and destitutional display shocks foreign tourists. The land of milk and honey, it means that America, you don't lack anything, said Elvis Shue, 39, a first-time visitor from Cameroon. I know people don't get hungry here, so I'm surprised indeed. See, that's the idea of America. It's a nation of gold and streets. But, folks, it may have been a one-time nation of opportunity, but that's fading very quickly. Moti, a 48-year-old vacationer from Israel, said, "We didn't expect to see homeless near the White House. I thought it was a rich city," added his wife, Orly, 54. "It's a Democrat here in the White House, and Democrats are more socialist, right?" That's a problem, folks. The number of those living rough in this district has grown sharply since President Biden's inauguration, observed Daniel Kennery, who pitched his tent in historic McPherson Square over 2 years ago. "Bleeding hearts have no brains," unfortunately, Kennery said. "There's so much donated food coming into the park, there's not enough people to eat it, so they give it to the birds or throw it away." That's a socialist nation, my friends. That's what the lady, I guess she thought was a good thing, we're socialist. But socialism is what we're seeing right now and the fruit of it. We're seeing the fruit of communism, actually, is what it boils down to. We're seeing it right now. Yeah. And you mentioned crabs a minute ago. There's a show on TV and I never watched. I've seen advertised. The Deadliest Catch. You ever seen that advertised?
Yeah, they're not doing that either.
No. Alaska snow crabs have vanished.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snow crab fishing season in Alaska's Bering Sea has been canceled for the first time in history. Bristol Bay's Red Crab Fishery will also be closed for the second year in a row. Both decisions follow shellfish surveys that reveal starting population collapses. Between 2019 and 2021, snow crab numbers, now listen to this, in the Bering Sea fell by about 90%. Wow. What happened to them? 2022 counts have dropped even further. Now listen to this. It dropped 9% in 2021 and that much more in 2022. What's left? Anyway, said Miranda Westfall, a State Department of Fish and Game biologist to Alaska Public Media. "In 2021, when they surveyed, we saw the largest decline we've ever seen in the snow crab population, which was very startling, I think, for everyone. Management of Bering Sea snow crab must now focus on conservation and rebuilding given the condition of the stock," said ADF&G in its announcement. "Efforts to advance our science and understanding of crab population dynamics are underway. The state's crab fishing industry, dramatized in Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch, is floundering as a result. People are going to have to make some hard calls here, whether that's selling their vessels or looking for other opportunities in their other fishing sectors, which is few and far between," one fisherman, Gabriel Prout, told Alaska Public Media. "Fishermen are really going to be hurting the next year," he added. Another fisher, Dean Gribble Sr., told NBC News that the canceled decision will be life-changing, if not career-ending, for people. In 2020, NOAA valued Alaska snow crab harvest at more than $101.7 million. This year will be zero. Wow. An industry shut down for whatever reason. I've been hearing speculation that because of the radiation from Japan's nuclear meltdown back in, 10, 11 years ago, has poisoned the Pacific, especially the North Pacific. And I don't know, did that have anything to do with it? I have no idea. I don't know what did this. But 90% from 2019 to 2021, and that much even more than that in 2022. So there's not much of them left at all. Now that shut down an industry. People may live in doing this for hundreds of years.
Yep.
And it's going. That is,
you know,
really sad.
And it's just another sign of how unbalanced this whole world is. It's just another sign that, I mean, sure, there used to be times where this would happen, that would happen, but never all at once.
No. This is hitting all at one time.
This is kind of like hit. Yes, exactly.
I've got to put together sometime. I've got to do this. I've got to go back over the last year and a half, 2 years, and somehow find out how the food chain has been attacked in how many different ways. I bet you it'd be a huge number we could put together with that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was. It could be. It will be. But, you know, you said that we're going to share two articles now about Liz Truss, the Prime Minister of England, and an article called "Dominoes Are Aligning for a Major Synchronized Global Crisis." And we're going. And you said this. I've said it. You said more than I have. Lauren, I have. That fiat currency, printing paper, has caused the whole situation economically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these two articles just bear up what you said. Liz Truss is not to blame for UK market turmoil. The Bank of England is. Folks, people are starting to see this. So we live in strange times. The same people that vehemently defended massive deficit spending and money printing as a solution to the global economy and now blame the turmoil of the UK bond and currency markets on the deficit increasing budget. I find it astonishing that no one of the so-called experts that have immediately placed the blame the cause of the British market by validity on Liz Truss's budget have said anything about the collapse of the yen and the need for the Bank of Japan intervention, which has been ongoing for 2 weeks. Why did many people assume that the Truss mini budget was a cause of volatility when the euro, the yen, the Norwegian krone, and most emerging market currencies have suffered a similar or worse depreciation versus the U.S. dollar this year? What about the bond market? This is the worst year since 1931 for bonds all over the world. Yep. And the collapse of prices of sovereign and private bonds in developing and emerging market economies is strikingly similar to those of U.K. fixed income peers. The same economists that say deficits do not matter and sovereign nations can spend and print currency as they please, they call it expansionary policies, by the way, folks, now say that the U.K. Keynesian budget that increases spending but cuts taxes may destroy the economy. Yet they forgot Japan had to massively intervene the yen as well without any tax cut and keeping its misguided fiscal policy of spending and borrowing. British pension funds are now selling sovereign bonds because of lack of trust in this or any other government budget. They're selling negative yielding sovereign bonds because they jumped wholeheartedly into the debt bubble created by artificially cheap money, believing that central banks would keep fixed income prices elevated with constant repurchases. British pension funds' unfunded liabilities are not a problem caused by the mini budget, nor solely a UK problem. It was an enormous problem in 2019-2020, disguised by insane currency printing. Right on the money, and is what next one is probably better than this article. Somebody finally said in print, Melody, what you've been saying for years. You can't print your way, you cannot buy your way out of debt. You can't do it. You cannot keep borrowing and paying debt and keep doing that forever. It will catch up to you. Now, UK, now, ours too, but UK now has been hit hard, and they can't even sell bonds to keep the pension going. No one trusts the government. Well, duh. Why would they? So here we sit. We all sit on this, but you carry another one being hit really hard with this. So what, you comments on that?
No, I mean, you pretty much, have said it all. And it is true. I mean, it's, you got to go back to the very beginning and see how it's all, and here we are today. It's so easy to see and understand, but people just like Snyder said, people aren't going to be, people aren't going to pay much attention to the food shortages until they're hungry, and it's the same thing here. People aren't going to pay any attention to anything until they're hungry, and I've been saying that for years too.
Well, it's coming home to roost right now.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
There's the music. There we go.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Butch?
Yes, ma'am. And I got to get this next article is powerful. It's not very long, but powerful. Dominoes are aligning for a major synchronized global crisis. Folks, ever heard about the Great Reset? Ever heard about from Klaus Schwab, anything about Klaus Schwab, who said by 2030 you own nothing and be happy? You ever think maybe they had a plan to get us into the Great Reset, into this crisis, in order to bring about the idea that we own nothing and be happy? Do you think all this is happening by coincidence? Oh, it's just an accident this happened. Now folks, we got to quit thinking and being so naive. There are powers that want to own you. And everything that you do, they want everything under control. Sometime you get a chance, read the last few verses of Nehemiah chapter 9 in the Bible. Well, actually, read the whole chapter, but last few verses where Nehemiah said, because of our sins, the people you put over us, now the leaders that you gave us, what it says, now have dominion, now pay attention, it's in your book, in the Bible, over our bodies. They have dominion over our bodies. Boys and girls, if you can't eat, and they tell you what to do, get food, they have dominion over you, period. It would have been a non-event, inconsequential, confirming new cycle dynamics. The trust government mini budget has unleashed its absolute mayhem. Pension funds blowing up, emergency central bank rescue operations, global market instability. UK's trade secretary sacrificed after a mere 38 days, when the entire government hangs in the balance. Friday evening, Financial Times headlines, gilts in fresh slide as investors say trust U-turn did not go far enough. Can Liz Truss survive UK as UK Prime Minister? Austerity beckons as trust seeks to restore Britain's reputation with investors. And UK debacle shows central bank tough love is here to stay. The world has changed right before our eyes. It has been one of my favorite rhetorical questions for the past couple decades. Is money, monetary inflation, the solution or the problem? The answer is obvious. Had been for some time, and I assume central bankers have anticipated the harsh reality. Years of unprecedented monetary inflation created false realities. Let that sink in, folks. You think you're making more because of debt, but you're not. You've actually lost real money. You've actually lost your standard of living. Now, I know you moved up, you got a new car, but you're in debt. Everything you have is debt. You say, I own my home. No, you don't. You don't own anything. The perception of endless, cheap, free money distorted how our market, economic, financial, political, and social systems function. The long overdue adjustment period has commenced, and there's every reason to expect it to be especially brutal. So quickly, so many things are different. There were this week more tremors and that nagging feeling the ground was about to give way. I feel for Liz Truss. She could very well be the shortest-serving prime minister in UK history. Central bankers and bond markets have primarily accommodated many a crazy budget. Now they're running scared, leaving stunned politicians to try to figure out what can work in today's new reality. The reality is, folks, the chickens have come home to roost. We're going to pay the piper. And oh, no, the debt will never be paid. Forget that. You're not going to, the U.S. is not going to pay $31 trillion in debt. No, it's not going to happen. They're going to link the world together with a monetary system, probably digital or other ways. That's going to, we'll say we'll take care of the debt that way. We'll just link together and kind of forget the debt and just control everything. But we'll be happy because Klaus Schwab said you own nothing, but you're going to be happy. You have food on the table, maybe 3D printed meat or bugs, but you have food on the table. You probably have a TV set, and you can sit back and watch a ball game and drink your whatever you want to drink, and you'll be happy, he said. This is where we're headed. My question is, how much are we willing to give up of what's left of our freedoms and liberties? How much are we willing to give up, even our souls? Oh, yeah, Revelation 13, read it for yourself. Revelation 13 talks about this. Give up your souls for food to eat. Think about these things. Melody, go ahead.
You know, I had a conversation with someone, I think it was in 1998, and it was 1999, and we had this conversation where, will you be able to say no to the beast if you see your little daughter, son, granddaughter, hungry?
There you go.
And the answer was, I'm not gonna let them starve.
That is coming, Mildred.
But yet they are starving anyway, they're starving in a different manner. It'll be worse.
Much more important way. Much more important way.
Yeah. So that will be the question. And, you know, although so many, not everybody, again, we don't know everybody, but there's a lot of people who go to church faithfully, do everything that they're supposed to do, but yet they don't ask themselves these questions, and they don't prepare.
Their pastor never bring it up. Now, I'm not bragging on me. I'm just, you know me real. I'm just butch.
Well, it's also up to the people in the church what is preached in that church.
It should be, but the shepherd's supposed to look after the flock, not the flock the shepherd. You follow what I'm saying?
True, but we're in a different...
We are in a different world. We truly are. I agree with what you're saying completely, I do. But the point of it is, pastors don't bring this up. When we have Bible studies, and we televise them over computer, I say televise, because all the world by computer, people can watch them. We cover current events. I just did another prophecy teaching this past Saturday with current events. Scripture, I got to look to the Bible, find the scripture, show me what's happening in the world today, how this ties into what's happening right now. We live in the prophecy. It's not hard to see, but people, for some reason, don't want to hear this. But it's just part of the plan. I just said in Nehemiah chapter 9, that where Israel sinned, America sinned, the whole world was in sin, especially America. Nehemiah said, because of our sins, you put people over us that really hate us. That's Psalms 106, by the way. And now they own our bodies. That's what he said. And that's what's coming. And in this next article, America is governed by the stupidest and most pernicious elites ever. Maybe. But I don't think they're stupid as we think they are. I think maybe they're evil, and very cunning at this evil. What do you think?
Absolutely.
And they didn't get us here overnight either, did they?
No.
It didn't happen in the last 20 years. It's taken 100 some years.
Correct.
When people didn't have to depend on somebody else to feed them, they have to depend on government to give them a check every month. They weren't paying even income taxes for many years that controlled them. They wouldn't tolerate it, but we did tolerate it because they get a benefit out of it. They give us Social Security. We pay it, of course, but they get back to us. And when we get old enough, then get back to a pittance what we put in there. But it is what it is. But the ones in power of this country now and the world, but I'm talking about America now, have forgotten anything about how this nation was founded, even long before the U.S. was ever becoming a nation itself. We were founded upon biblical principles that were actually free enterprise principles of you produce, if you don't, you don't. But that's been forgotten. Took care of the poor temporarily. Seeing that everything we've done was done in the right way. But we've lost that idea. We lost it. We turned into communist, which is not the biblical way at all. So the article just says we have stupid and pernicious leaders. I agree they're evil, but I don't think they're stupid as we think they are. It's getting bad enough now in France, Melody. The French police officers are turning away civilians at the gas pumps. Did you see that?
I did not see that article.
Police officers are checking civilians' tanks at the pumps and sending away those who with too much fuel to be eligible for a top-off. Can you believe this?
Wow.
I mean, some people are waiting in line at the pump from dawn to dusk, and still these people can be turned away by police. How far has France went into a police state now, Melody?
Yeah.
They got cops waiting for you at the service station?
Wow. Well, you know, hey, why don't they look to their government? Because they're the ones that are causing this, you know, with
they
Ukraine.
Are. Yeah. They are. They are.
Yeah. They're following the U.S. instead of doing what's right for their country.
I mean, people are tolerating it. And in the U.K., new trend has teens dumping out milk in grocery stores. All across the United Kingdom, teenagers concerned about the environment, oh my gosh, are doing milk pours. The new trend involves going to grocery stores, picking up a carton of cow-produced milk, and pouring out their contents, according to the animal rights group Animal Rebellion. Videos that have popped up on social media show teens pouring milk onto the floor, over the sales counters, and elsewhere in the store. The dairy industry is incredibly environmentally destructive. The world's top five meat and dairy corporations are responsible for more GHG emissions than Exxon, Shell, or BP, the organization said in a tweet Saturday. We need a plant-based future now, it added. Well, that's why they're printing 3D meat. There you go. The future of the world is coming because of insanity. But Deuteronomy 28:28, God said, because they've forgotten me, I'm going to smite them with madness. There you go. Any comments, Melody?
No, and I mean, all you have to do is look around and see the madness.
Oh, it is.
Well, you know what? I had a conversation with somebody, and it was about the person up in Pennsylvania. That's running for senator against Oz Fetterman.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And it's like, you know what? I'm not a fan. It's like, this is the best. I mean, neither one of them truly are fit for the office. And when you talk about insanity, I mean, this is a perfect case. I mean, look what's happening everywhere that fits the bill. It's insanity.
It is insanity.
From the borders, from dropping off these people here and there and the amount of money. I mean, it's complete insanity. And you know what, Butch? When I worked for the savings and loan, I was there when they collapsed. And I'll tell you what, it reminds me of the same thing. It was just like everybody was doing whatever they wanted to do. There wasn't anything that much made sense. And the good ideas and so forth were thrown out the window. They weren't applied to. There was so much control from the top that you couldn't do anything. And if you did anything, you got fired or laid off. And it just reminds me of the same thing, just on a bigger scale.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
People are crazy. There's nothing makes sense. People do whatever the heck they want to do. There's no accountability for anything.
And as we hear, as the world suffers, not just in America, but people are suffering with all kinds of sanity around us, the elite are pushing us further and further into a war, Melody. Into a nuclear war, it looks like. We have Russia and U.S. both running nuclear drills. You know that also, don't you?
I do.
Russia-Ukraine war goes as Russia attacked the center of Kiev with drones and shelled other cities around the country. The second time in a week has unleashed strikes across Ukraine while its forces face setbacks on the battlefield. European Union foreign ministers are expected to agree on a mission to train 15,000 Ukrainian troops from next month and an extra €500 million worth of funding for arms deliveries to Kyiv when they meet in Luxembourg. Oil output at the giant Exxon-led Sakhalin 1 Russian Pacific project collapsed following the U.S.'s major refusal to accept local insurance for tankers after Western The insurers pulled out due to sanctions, several industry sources told Reuters. So there goes another oil supply down the tubes. Now listen to this. It might be about our last article. We're out of time. China orders evacuation of all citizens still in Ukraine, sparking escalation fears. China's foreign ministry on Saturday issued an urgent call for any Chinese nationals still in Ukraine to exit immediately, kicking off speculation over what behind the unspecified appeal and scramble. The notification is being widely seen as the most forceful evacuation order yet, and suggests that Beijing might be aware of Russian plans for possibly imminent bigger sweeping airstrikes against Ukrainian cities, such as widespread escalatory strikes conducted last Monday into Tuesday. With the urgent, grim security situation in Ukraine, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Chinese Embassy in Ukraine on Saturday's on SAT urged Chinese ministries in the country to enhance safety precautions and evacuate. The embassy will assist in organizing evacuation of people in need. That doesn't sound good, does it?
Nope.
Not at all. And I wish that time, we're running out of time so quickly, I'll just hit this real quickly. Chinese President Yi warns he may use force to protect Taiwan and slams U.S. interfering as he opens 20th Communist Party Congress, where he will cement his place as the most powerful ruler since Mao. I don't have time to go through all this, like I said, but he said, we will not rule out using force. We will not tolerate this. We will do what we have to get to bring Taiwan back into our sovereign territory, I guess you could say. So, folks, this is really not good news, and I don't want to scare you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to warn you. Get ready.
Let me just read this real quick. In a speech running almost 2 hours on Sunday, he let the world know that China wouldn't change course even as it faces dangerous storms in a more hostile world. The rejuvenation of the Chinese nation is now. So, there you go. 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. And he left for me. That's too bad.